We are Two Guys Gaming. As always, even though the music says Two Guys Gaming, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found Noobs Book Club. I'm Sean, noob of all trades from Two Generations Gaming, and in the series I am currently reading and reacting to Frankenstein for our Frightober special. You won't hear it, but I'll be coughing a lot because I have been sick for the last couple of days. And even though that is true, like I said in my YouTube video for this week, I am going to persevere for my zero listeners currently. But if we keep going, eventually, hopefully we'll build up a community like I want to. I also moved upstairs because my Google earbuds seem to record pretty well and they won't pick up the background sounds that the other mic does. So until I can figure out a way to fix that, we're going to record on the earbuds, and who knows, this might be a permanent thing. I mentioned last time that I'm not going to explicitly do a chapter summary format for this series. Instead, I'm just going to give my thoughts on a section, and then I have some ideas about how to, or say about the author, Mary Shelley. All right, that's enough introduction. Let's get to it. Okay, first, wow. I know I made the decision not to give a detailed summary, and I won't. Also, I usually then give thoughts in a movie versus episode, but I'm not sure I have the time to record that episode. But with both being said, if you only saw one of the movies, you are missing out. Maybe, surprisingly, the most faithful adaptation is Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks. Then again, to properly write a spruce, you should know your source material pretty well. Because, damn, the end of the section, chapter 11 and 12, just blew me away. Huge spoiler if you haven't read. The monster learns to be human. Oh yeah, I'm doing chapters 6 through 12. I don't know if I mentioned that already in this episode. With that out there, let's try to have a discussion as if we never knew that. It might be tough, but I have faith in us. One thing that just became easier is dunking on the doctor, because damn, he continues to make wrong decision every single time. As he feels quote-unquote tormented by talk of the science and his new accomplishments, he tries to steer the conversation away from those subjects. As someone who lived life running away from the past, I know how damaging that can be. We're a societal species and need to talk and share in our experiences. By denying himself that, he dooms himself to a repeat of that history. Those who don't learn and all that. Granted, his reasons may be valid. Actually, you know what? I have no sympathy for the man. He abandoned his poor creature and bears full responsibility for any and all ill will that it brings to him. While I mourn for his family, none of that extends to him. We already discussed his sins in the first episode of allowing the creature to escape and refusing to tell anyone about the potential danger. He doubles down here. When again approached by the creature, he denies it three times, all in spite of the fact that the thing exceeded his wildest expectations and learned to talk and become a useful member of the community. However, I'm getting ahead of myself. Before that fateful encounter, he allows his guilt and fear to overcome him. He hesitates to return home, in spite of the urging of his family and potential support they offered. Because he knows the monster killed William, he would both have to come clean about that and the origins, and face his own demons at giving it life, but no support. Furthermore, he again zags when he should zig, by keeping both these secret even after facing them. It's easy to lie from afar, well, admit the truth, but it takes a more skilled individual to continue that lie in the face of truth and the consequences of that lie. Victor proves his skill in that department over and over again. I mean, it's not a skill that I find particularly useful or admirable, but it works for some, especially when we finally meet the quote-unquote monster. He speaks with Victor. He asks him again three times to take responsibility for his creation. All three times, Victor denies him. The creature damns him with the responsibility of what the creature became. We know what the creature ultimately becomes. The trial due to William's murder. Even though Victor takes his personal responsibility for that, he refuses to acknowledge anything publicly. Instead, he allows the trial to happen and condemns Justine to guilt and ultimately death. Again, I'm faced with an unlikable protagonist. Like Reyna Destina, I don't see a way that he redeems himself. He's dishonest. He lies and omits the truth constantly. He's disloyal. I covered the times that he turned his back on the creature. He's a coward. He doesn't want to go home. Doesn't want to face the truth or consequences. Remains silent during the trial. What there gives him any chance of redemption? Maybe that's the point. I mean, few Gothic tales ever end, quote unquote, happily. We don't need a happy ending. Wait, no, that's a lie. I need a happy ending. I can't take any more negativity. Life right now is so full of bleak energy. I want joy and relief from that bleakness. I will finish the book and then maybe read a palate cleanser in between episodes. What's really going on here is that she gave us some hope in this section. I already talked about the progress he made, that he quote unquote learned to be human. But what does that even mean? Well, first he learned to communicate. Where he only made grunting noises before, he now speaks clearly to Victor. He asks for the man to take responsibility for his creation. So again, faced with the decision, three goddamn times, he makes the wrong one. Fuck Vic. Furthermore, he studies humans to learn the language, and he studies these same humans and helps them to develop connection with them. He's literally begging for attention and a sense of belonging. What if that guy becomes a monster? A loneliness epidemic? I understand that's not fair. Those guys only have themselves to blame for the rejection from society. I mean, on some level, I get it. Parenthetically, no, I'm not going to sympathize with the red-pilled incel crowd, in parenthetical. I wrote the other day, quote-unquote, society norms. Have you seen society lately? End quote. However, and this is the distinction, society is now starting to build for them. Tough in his ilk, do agree with these bitches. I want to go back to a patriarchal society that demeans and subjugates women. In the way that society used to, parenthetically, and in some ways still, in parenthetical, ostracizes these creeps, it is similar to how some, parenthetically, including Victor, in parenthetical, react to the monster. I don't think that you react to that with violence or murder. In the case of these incel douchebags, they should have some self-awareness. They could adjust their attitude and behavior so that society won't reject them as harshly. But they don't. At the very least, they can emphasize personality traits that don't turn off all but other incel morons, but they don't. A brief aside, when I first heard the term incel, I dunked on them pretty hard. My dudes, you aren't involuntarily celibate. No, you make the conscious choice every day not to shower or shave, play video game in mom's basements, getting angrier and angrier, the women are worshiping at your feet. When the dude from 4chan said, "Touch grass," you're who he's talking about. Instead of taking advice, you sneered and ridiculed him. The fuck all the way off, because they refuse to even capitulate on those simple changes to make their lives easier. They damn themselves to loneliness. Hell, I get that it can be cost prohibitive, but therapy goes a long way to heal your mind, body, and soul. Yoga and meditation are free, and they can get you a part of the way there. Talking to other actual humans outside of your incel sub-society can show you that I'm not lying about this. You don't even have to do it all at once. Take a shower, clean up your hair, including facial hair, and take a walk. I recommend listening to a non-Joe Rogan adjacent podcast while you do. But if you need to, listen to Rogan. To start somewhere, and if he makes you feel safe, no judgment there. Then gradually you can try the other stuff. You will still face rejection. Plenty of people hate me, in spite of my people-pleasing ways. I've come to terms with that. It's their problem, not mine. And they can kick rocks. If you find that a majority of people still rejects you, especially those who love you, maybe it's time for a bit more change. But I digress. Pretty long digression, sorry. Let's get back to the book. The monster tries to integrate into society, learn the language, and help people. When eventually rejected by the society, he reacts like our incel friends, violently and with malice. The situation, maybe like theirs, involves his creator and what should be a role model that first rejects him. Okay, sometimes I'm slow. Maybe that's the connecting thread. Mamas, parenthetically, and papas, and parenthetical, don't let your babies grow up to be incels. Love your sons. Be sure they have a safe space with you. The world won't coddle them, so why should I? Fuck's sake, that's grim. Because the world won't. Yes, we understand. We must. Doesn't make them soft. Makes them kind of resilient. The fact that society equates that with weakness is an attitude that absolutely needs to change. That's it for the summary and a little bit on my way to help cure the quote-unquote male loneliness epidemic. And now for a few notes on the author and how she tells the story. Shelley lived in a more patriarchal time than even today. Her view as a woman in that time of society, understandably, is more bleak than mine. But let's be real. A That's what MAGA is all about. Make America great again, parenthetically, for mediocre white men who can't compete on a level playing field, in parenthetical. But all of that won't fit on a red hat. Think about it. They fear people of color and women in positions of quote-unquote power, so they call any progress by those groups DEI, convince other white men that's the reason that they can't find a partner, hold a job, or afford a house and a nice car. But babes, it's not them, it's you. Stop being the snowflake that you accuse everyone else of, and nut up or shut up, to quote a great philosopher. So it makes sense that Shelley wants society to change to make it actually more equal. Well, even centuries after her death, men attempt to erase her from history as the groundbreaking pioneer of science fiction she is. But instead of becoming an isolated loser, she writes books to bring society's ills to light and, hopefully, to change them. One of those ills includes the justice system. Like a true lefty loony, she understands that men cannot truly judge men and that no god or master exists to take the job. Once again, her mistrust is proven correct with the utter bias in the views of all things DJT. This truly is the dumbest possible timeline. I mean, even if we take a step back and look at local law enforcement, you see many examples that justice isn't truly blind. Colored people, especially black people, are constantly harassed while simply living their lives. Even when killed, they still can't find justice because the officers are reassigned or simply acquitted. Like I've heard, nobody ever wrote a song called Fuck the Firefighters. Again, I don't endorse that song, but I understand the motivation. Okay, a ton of my bias is being revealed in this article. Hey, it's my podcast, and nobody listens anyway. Even so, just for decorum's sake, let's move on to somewhat lighter fare. As I read, I noticed that Shelley often uses the words quote unquote natural science to describe Victor's work. However, she also made the distinction that actual nature soothes Victor's soul. I think we can all agree on that. As such, she treats nature with reverence and as a way for Victor to escape the unnatural aspects of his so-called natural sciences. Humans do have a history of naming things the opposite of what they actually are. Perhaps Shelley is making a commentary on that as well. It fits with the overall theme recently. Go out and touch grass and heal your soul. One last talking point, and I'll wrap it up. I covered some of this in the last episode. How much can we trust Victor as a narrator? After all, his story is being told through the story of another. There have to be inconsistencies. It's a short game of telephone, but a long story. In addition, several studies have shown that human eyewitness accounts are shockingly inconsistent. How do we reconcile all of this? Well, I don't think Shelley would be this hacky about it. I feel like the monster is a manifestation of Victor's madness. There may already be tomes written about this, so I won't elaborate at this time, but something to consider maybe for a future episode. This episode shocked the hell out of me, as I already said, with the creature talking and coming back to Victor three times and being rejected. As you heard, I made some connections to the current state of things and how maybe we can fix those based on what we learned from the book. I look forward to finishing the book up. Got two more episodes, one coming out this coming week, the week of the 20th, and one coming out next week, the week of the 27th, which consequently is also Halloween week. I look forward to bringing those thoughts to you all. And as always, thanks for listening. You can find us if you haven't already at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have this podcast articles, which I haven't been writing as many articles this month because I've been concentrating on YouTube and the podcast and TikTok. But maybe next month I'll get back to articles once I get into the rhythm of everything else. We also have social media, as you heard. I've been pretty active on YouTube, NoobDad131, been very active on TikTok at NoobDad76. The other socials I don't really interact with much, the meta socials, but I could be persuaded to put some of my content on there if that's all you use is Instagram. I doubt any of you use Facebook because nobody really uses Facebook anymore. I'll be back with the third episode sometime this week, like I said, probably Friday or Saturday. I will talk to you then, I guess.
We are two guys gaming.